Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Make Believes Pod, where we talk about everything and nothing all at the same time. We're here, your hosts, Michelle and
Leslie.
Hey y'all.
Hey.
Today we're here actually with a special guest.
A super mega special guest.
Leslie and I were talking about this special guest, and we're like, she's our president of our fan club.
I would say you're even half of her.
Yeah. That's right. That's 50% of this person. Yeah. Inspiration, silliness, fun. She is Dia. She is mom. It is my mom, Janet, on the podcast.
Woo! Hi, everyone.
Welcome. Yeah,
happy to be here.
This episode will probably be English, Spanish, Spanglish, sign language. Who knows? A little bit of everything, but we're here for it.
Yes.
It's all part of the make-believes.
It is.
So.
And it's part of who we are, too.
Totally.
Spanish and English.
Totally. It's a big part of our identity and, like, just kind of how we are in the world. Sometimes, I don't know if this happens to you, but when I'm talking about certain things, like, for example, I'm talking about the garage or the parking lot, and I'm talking in Spanish, I'm just like, oh yeah, like, it's in the garage, está en el garage. And I'm like, I often, like, mix the two languages at the same time.
I do the same thing. I was actually having a conversation with my tía, your mom, our special guest, over here last night about our relationship with Spanish and English. Mm. And how, for example, when I was on my trip to Mexico, I was ordering something and I'm like, ¿me puede dar strawberry? Can I have strawberry? And they're like, strawberry? And they're like, what?
Strawberry?
And I'm like, yeah, I had to say strawberry.
And did she understand?
And then she understood me.
Ah, strawberry.
Yeah. And that really, like, took, like, that kind of was like, but it's straw, it literally says strawberry.
Yeah.
But, you know.
That's like the one that...
It feels really off to say strawberry.
Strawberry.
It does feel off.
The one
sounds
that,
funny.
I saw this, I think, on like a meme or on social media. And it was like, because I didn't know this. I was like, what? Was when people say bistec. Like, you're going to eat un bistec. I was like, you know, comer un bistec. I was like, oh, like, this must be a way that you prepare the meat. And then I later came to realize that it's beef steak.
Yeah.
Beef steak. Bistec. And I was like,
did you know that, Dia?
No, no sabía. I didn't know that. I mean, yes, I know beef steak. But in my country, we will say bistec.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm not surprised.
I didn't know that. And I was like, oh, I guess we just, like, over time, we change it. Or, like, swap meat. When you go to the swap meat, you go to the swami.
Yeah. Yeah, my mom says swami.
Yeah.
Mom says swami? I'm like, yeah, that's swami.
Yeah, and you know exactly what she's
and
about.
I will start saying swami too in English. I'm like, oh yeah, I went to the swami.
Swami.
Like, to my English speaking friends or whatever. But yeah, language is also always evolving.
Mm. Yeah.
So, I mean.
And also, how cool is that we speak more than one language?
That's
like,
so true. I think you speak it really well in both sides.
Thank you.
Both of you.
It's mutual.
Speak very
Thank
well.
It's mutual.
Thank you.
We say how we tell each other that we speak it really well, and then we're like, okay, let's speak it together. We're like, oh.
It's hard to continually speak in Spanish, though.
Do you experience this? There are certain people in your life that you speak a certain language to. Like, you're just used to it. So.
I don't, not that far. My mom and dad. My dad, I speak English to, and my mom, I speak Spanish to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was thinking that too. Like, with my dad, I often only speak Spanish. With my mom, I speak Spanglish. Like, depending on the topic and, like, what we're talking about.
Yeah, do you notice?
Yes, I know. And the thing is, because I try to speak English with Michelle for me to learn.
Right.
But Jose's more like a, dad's more like a Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's why
maybe
you see that difference.
With my brother, obviously I speak English. Mm-hmm. With Tony, my husband, we speak both.
Mm-hmm. I think part of me speaking English is because I wanted to learn the language to practice with you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. And you're doing great.
Thank you.
Yeah, your English is really, really, really good. If I'm
Which
seriously.
Is why we said, you can do this. You can do this. So this brings me to this point of questions that we want to share with people on today's segment.
Okay.
Today we're, shout out to Leslie, who so sweetly got me this excellent gift.
But we should explain. So basically, I think it was one of those time of the year where we were so busy with work. This is when you were still at your last company.
Yeah.
And you were, your big event was ramping up.
Yeah.
And you were, you know, a little stressy. I was a little stressy at work. So we decided to go on like a little cousin date and give each other gifts.
Yeah.
Of like $10. Only max $10.
Yes.
Because I was like, oh, that'd be fun, like, to try to find something of $10 or less to give him a shot. That was so hard. It was so hard to try to find something less than $10.
I'm online, like, looking for coupons. Like, how could I, like, find something that fit the $10 budget?
It was so hard, but I thankfully found these. It's, the box is called Burning Questions. So it's, I don't know, juicy questions that you can ask and play with people.
Yeah, it's a card game, which essentially each card has a question, and it's just meant to have fun conversations with yourself or people around you. Some of them are silly, some of them are a bit more like serious. They're all my mom's like, No, but it'll be good. Our producer helped us to pre-screen some of these questions, and so
None of them are too
okay.
Exposing.
No Israel Gaza conflict questions.
No, we're not going far left or right in this conversation. But that's what we're gonna do on this episode. So how do you want to do this? Do you want to just, like,
I think that, blindly? Yeah, just blindly, your mom should go first.
Okay. So I'm going to kind of fan out the cards. And then why doesn't everyone pick a question? That way we have a second to, like, look at them, and then we'll take a turn.
Okay.
Do you want everyone to answer, or do you want just the person to
Everybody.
Answer? Ooh, no pressure. Okay. So pick a card, and then we have a cute nail polish color, by the way.
Thank you.
Okay, so we are all picking a card as we speak. Leslie's already laughing. My mom's also laughing.
Okay, who wants to go first?
I don't want to go first.
I'll go first.
Yay! Okay. All right. Okay. What's it to say?
My question is, you are in a public restroom and you just went.
Okay.
Beep. You realize your stall is out of toilet paper. What do you do? Honestly, and I'm embarrassed to
Wait. Let me read this. Leslie and Tony knows. I have to read it to understand what's happening. Okay. In a public restroom, for this question, we're going to say, you're in a public restroom and you just went number two. Number two.
That's what I say. Yeah. Beep.
Okay. Just to be clear, took a number two. You realize
possibly a number three.
What is number three?
Exactly.
A disaster.
Oh my gosh.
You realize your stall is out of toilet paper. What do you do? Okay. I'm with you.
I'm not embarrassed to ask.
Yeah.
I think when I'm in that public bathroom, I'm in the right place.
Right.
Oh. So I will say, excuse me. Can you give me some paper, please?
Yeah. What if there's no one in the bathroom with you?
Oh, gosh. I will walk out of... I will open the door and then just go and grab whatever I need.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think I'm not embarrassed if I'm in that kind of situation.
Do you do that at all? Because I do this. And maybe because I think of public restrooms is no matter if it's a number one or number two, before, as I'm like trying to sit down, I look to see if there's toilet paper.
I do that.
Do you now? Do you guys do that?
Since I have that experience before.
Oh, so it's happened.
So it's happened. Right.
Yes.
We've been there already. Okay.
Been there, done that. So I know. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, okay. Okay, so you said that if there was no one, you saw there's no toilet paper, you would just get up and go and do what you got to do.
Yes. Do what you got to do.
Get the paper.
Yeah.
I feel free that no one's in there.
Like, seriously, though, what are you supposed to do? Go, like, put your pants up without cleaning yourself?
No.
You know? Yeah. Like, what can you do?
How close am I to my house? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my gosh,
well,
no.
I think I can do that if I will go number one, but it's number two.
Right.
No way.
Yeah. I think about this with men. If it was a number, if you go pee, right, number one, you're like, guys, just shake it. Essentially, right? So I'm like, if they can shake it and get away with it, like, you know, then, like, why can't I? But if it's the other way around of a number two, we're in trouble. Yeah.
But I'm the same as Thea. I ask. I'm like, hey, is anyone out there? Or I would, like, look at the next stall. But I also, since forever, I check to see my stall to see if there's... Mm-hmm. So it wouldn't really happen to me.
Even if you're feeling quite explosive, you're like,
you know what, though,
stall.
There has... One time, I was in the public restroom, and I didn't realize I didn't have any toilet paper, so I used a toilet seat cover.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a good
yeah.
idea.
Yeah.
That's a good
yeah.
idea, too. Yeah.
So, you know,
yeah.
me
yeah.
las busco.
That's right. I was thinking the same thing, too.
I think at this point, no tengo pena. Mm. Like, I will do whatever I need for me to feel like...
Yeah, everyone does it.
Yeah.
It's natural.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, everybody.
But no everyone...
Even Megan Fox.
No everyone feel comfortable.
I know.
Because right. I know some
people
yeah. that even they know that they are in the right place, they will be so embarrassed to make a noise or mm-hmm. something like that. And I go, excuse me.
That's true.
So then let me ask you something that I, now that we're on the topic of, you know, restrooms, and you all know I like a little bit of restroom talk. I know this is like weird to
Rochelle
say.
Rochelle is super weird about it.
I know. I mean, by weird, I mean very open. I think that's what
yes,
it is.
Yes, I would say so. Yeah.
So right. on that, unless it's like too open.
Yeah.
On that topic though, how would you feel about you letting your partner like be in the same space when you're in the restroom? Because some people, they're like, I would never, they draw the line there. Like, I could not let.
Go to the restroom in front of your partner?
Yeah.
I know my answer.
Okay.
I feel like number one is all right. If it's an emergency and I'm like, excuse me. Number two, get out. That's me.
Yeah. Okay.
So number one is fine. Number two is my private, exclusive me time.
As much as I've tried to invade.
Yeah, as much as Michelle has tried to get into the room with me, it's not happening.
Right. I'm there for moral support.
I don't...
I'm there if you run out of toilet paper. Like, that's what I'm there for.
It's okay. I appreciate it, but no thank you.
Wait outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But tell the people that you've been married for how long?
35 years.
Okay, so 35.
Same man.
Same dude.
Same guy.
My daddy. So what has that been like for you?
I think at the beginning, it's a little bit, I was shy, but with years.
You were also so young.
Yeah, I was, how old? I met him since I was 16 wow. years old, so. I don't mind if there's emergency, but he's the one who's going to run out as soon as I walk in.
Really?
Yes.
He's the
one who's.
Runs out.
Yeah.
But in that sense, I'm not going to, if my partner's going to the bathroom, I'm not going to invade.
No. Yeah, no.
Like if he's using the restroom number one or two, I'm going to let him do mm-hmm. his thing. But if there's an emergency, he's like, I got to go. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm. My poor husband.
Yeah.
My poor husband, the light is on. I'm like, what are you doing? What's going on in there? How's it going? Let's have a conversation. And he's like, leave me alone. He literally will lock the door. He's like,
Have you ever thought that maybe you're the cause of his constipation?
I'm asking.
Yeah, ask
him. Are you having issues in the restroom?
Is it me?
Yeah, exactly. No, I know.
It's but you me. Know, there's a story that Michelle, when she was little, she wanted to be in the bathroom with me.
All the time?
And, yeah, all the time. And I say, okay, wait for me outside. You say, mommy, what are you doing? And
yeah, no shame. I have no shame.
Maybe
it's an attachment issue. Who knows? Because like if I dive into psychology,
is it because someone's so vulnerable when they're in the bathroom that you want to be in there with them?
I love that. You know what?
Maybe. My dad's rolling her eyes. I love it.
Maybe. I like this thought.
Yeah.
I like that because it's true. I think that maybe because I know it is uncomfortable that I like find it hee hee ha ha and I like want to be there. No. For that. I also like to annoy
people. So you like
people.
To be annoying.
Yes.
But she doesn't like to be annoyed.
Correct. Correct.
Interesting. Interesting.
Let's not talk about me. Let's not talk about me.
Next question.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you for indulging us.
All right.
Me?
Yes.
we're turning totally left on this one.
Okay. What is that?
We're going more serious with this question. This one says, out of the negative emotions of greed, anger, jealousy, and hate, which one would you say affects you the most? So I'll read it again. It says, out of the negative emotions of greed, anger, jealousy, and hate, which one would you say affects you the most? So I guess I'll start. I would say the one that affects me the most, I'd say probably the root emotion of anger. Because I don't think that for me it comes out in anger. I think it comes out in irritation. Like I'm kind of, we talked about being annoying. Mm-hmm. Like I think that I'm easily irritated.
For the record, though, I don't think you're annoying.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. just a few.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't.
I have my moments. I have my moments.
No, I don't think you're annoying at all.
Thank you. No. I think that I'm easily irritated, like, because I like things a certain way. Mm. I like, for example, not that I want to keep talking about the bathroom, but I like the toilet paper a certain way. I like the kitchen to be a certain way. If someone responds or doesn't respond a certain way, I'm easily, my mind easily goes to, like, why did they do that? Like, why couldn't they know that I don't like this. Like, why can't they just do it the way that I like it? And so then I get kind of, like, irritated or annoyed, which I think the root of that, though, is to feel angry that something is not how I want it to be. Mm-hmm. So I think I would say that that's the one that affects me the most in my day-to-day. And, like, I receive that a lot when I hear with Tony and I, he'll often ask me, because he's trying to understand me, he'll ask me, are you angry? And 95% of the time, I tell him, no, I'm not angry. And then he's like, but you seem angry. So when I sit with that, I'll tell him, like, I feel annoyed, I feel frustrated, I feel whatever. When at the root of all of that, it is anger. Mm-hmm. So, like, I try to maybe make it seem less deep by saying that I'm irritated or whatever.
Making more light of it.
Yeah, because for me, when I think of anger, I think of, like, in the movie Inside Out, which is this, like, animated movie, the red little figure who's like, fire, his hair is fire, rah! That's what I think about when I think of anger.
Not necessarily.
I know, but that's what my mind thinks about when I think of anger. So I say to myself, like, I'm not there, so I'm not angry. Mm-hmm. I'm annoyed. I am...
frustrated.
Yeah, whatever. So that's how I see it. But when I look at these options, greed, anger, jealousy, and hate, I think it's anger.
Yeah.
Who wants to go? That's a tough one.
I can go. I literally 100% anger. No question about it. Mm-hmm. I don't really feel greed. I mean, I haven't felt jealousy in a long time. Mm. I don't really hate anybody. You know, anger is the one that I feel... is the one that affects me the most, because I do get angry. Mm. And I don't say I'm irritated. I don't say I'm annoyed. Mm-hmm. I say I'm mad. Yeah. I'm angry.
Yeah.
And I am irritated and annoyed and angry all at once, all together. But I don't think I get angry often. Mm. But, I'm an angry person sometimes.
Truth here.
I'm telling you, there's that that one book that I read that I told you, Anger... I have to find the name of the book, but that after reading that book, I have such a better relationship with anger. And I also think that book made me become super easygoing. Mm-hmm. Kind of just like accepting my anger, figuring out why. And then also, you know this, I like to read my philosophy books, mm-hmm. where it's like I only have control of myself, so I don't want to let someone make me angry. Mm-hmm. So, but yes, anger.
Yeah, I think anger, I'm human. Anger is just a strong word. Mm. When you think about it,
yeah,
it's like, wow, I'm angry. Mm.
For me, it doesn't have that connotation.
And that's how my mom is saying it. That's how I see it. Is like,
for me, anger is not that strong of a word. Mm. It's just like, yeah, I feel angry.
Yeah. I'm also really sensitive.
Everyone has a relationship to a word.
That's what I was gonna
but
say.
I think that in that word, there's different stages, would you say?
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. you can be angry, but like, okay, I'm angry, but it's okay.
Yeah.
But you can be angry and like, oh my gosh, not to the point you say, I hate you, or just like, I don't want to see you, I don't want to talk about this. Like, you are in another level.
Yeah.
So,
mega angry.
Yeah.
Have you ever experienced that where you discover like a new level of something? Like, in this example, I guess it's anger. Where you're like, I didn't think that I could be this angry, or like that I could be only a little bit angry. Like, mm-hmm. oh, like, eh. Do you feel like you have discovered that about yourself? Where you're like, whoa, I didn't even think that this is a whole new level that I've reached. Whether it's less or more.
For myself, I will say, yeah, there's times when I wonder myself. I ask myself, why do you feel this way? Why are you angry? Like, why are you angry? Like, what's the point of, like, why? Mm-hmm. And then when I don't find an answer, it's like, okay, so calm down.
Yeah. You know? I feel like I felt that more in my youth, mm-hmm. like through high school and early college. And like in my relationships or friendships, I can feel like, wow, I've never been this angry before. Mm-hmm. But I haven't been that angry since, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Yeah. And then, so I know that the way that I phrased it, you might think like the angriest I've been. But maybe another example could be like, when I was younger, this type of example, I would be so angry. But now, years later, I'm like, I'm not as angry, even though I'm still upset.
Yeah.
So like learning that there are different levels of like, oh, okay, like this doesn't bother me as much as I think it would have bothered me.
Yeah, that I have, I would say, grown in that way, thanks to the book and therapy.
Yeah, good.
Shout out. Yeah. Your turn.
What?
On the question. You know, I think one thing I want to say about anger is I think that it all comes also from where the way you grow up. Mm. Anger is normal in my household.
Mm.
And I don't think anger is normal in your household.
I disagree. You're like, both of us like tweaked our heads.
Let me rephrase. It's not anger. I think the presentation of anger.
That's what I was going to say. It's how
the presentation of anger is really strong in my house, and I don't think the presentation of anger is as strong as the presentation at my house.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you. I grew up with parents that they have a strong personality.
Yeah.
And I grew up with thinking that no iba a ser, no me iba a pasar lo mismo que le pasó a mi mamá con mi papá.
Okay.
So yo me dije a mí misma, I won't let no one tell me what to do.
Mm-hmm.
To the point that when I get, when I marry your dad, Michelle,
Jose.
I was getting irritated very often, and sometimes I raised my voice up,
mm-hmm.
and I realized that that doesn't really take me nowhere.
Yeah.
Because we were arguing all the time. I was the one. You know, I don't know. I don't know where I want to go with this, but
to kind of hear both points, and I want to respond to what you were saying of the examples of the two families. I see your point, but the way that I see it is that anger is like a basic emotion that we all feel.
All of us, yeah,
as humans. And what I observe is that in your family, it presents itself like more forward, mm-hmm. like it's definitely more displayed.
Mm-hmm.
In interactions and whatever, personalities. I feel like from like our family, it's yours is more forward and ours is a bit more hidden.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that it displays itself is a bit more like...
Okay, no, Michelle, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Mm-hmm. What's happened here is in our family,
mm-hmm.
I'm the one who's like can explode so easily, but your dad is the one who just maintain the calm.
But when we're angry in general, I feel like it trickles. Like, you're angry and you're like...
No, I know, but like, your dad is the one who avoid that. So there's no... Yeah. Your dad is the one who avoid being in an argue with me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm the same way.
Exactly.
Now, so I'm the same way, and I try... And we talk about this all the time. Like, this is not the first time you and I are talking about this. To always... And Leslie and I talk about it too. Always to try to improve upon the generation before you. So in the way that your parents, my grandparents, same thing with you, had ways and systems of treating each other, of speaking to each other. Then when you got married, mom to my dad, you're like, you noticed these patterns mm-hmm. were happening and you're like, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, I don't want to be this way. And it's not that, okay, today I'm this way, tomorrow I've changed. That's not the case, right?
Yeah.
It's a constant process of change. But then like now in this third generation, from grandparents to parents to now me, we talk about this of like, let's just try to do better. My mom always says, take the good, observe the things that you want to change, and change.
Yeah.
But like, anger, am I right?
I love confrontation.
Oh my gosh, that's a great example. So like, you always talk to me about how, you know, I just don't want to simmer with something.
I hate simmering.
I don't want to sit here and like...
I don't like to be in I'm an angry person. When I am angry, I'm not an angry person overall, but when I am angry, I don't like to sit in my anger. I just tell you and then like, I feel so much better.
Exactly.
And
yes, same.
Yes,
I'm like, same.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it
and
then forget about it.
Yeah.
And then I'm because over here.
If I sit in that anger, I get worse and worse. And then it's just...
I think, I don't know if you, but my worst enemy is my mind.
Mm. Yeah.
I can be thinking and rethinking and I can explode.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Wow. Okay, my question.
Burning questions.
What's the last lie you told?
Oh my goodness.
Read it again. What's the last lie you told?
I need a second to think about this. You go first.
The last lie I told was a coworker that we were fine.
Everything's fine.
Everything's fine.
It's fine.
I'm not angry. Speaking of anger.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was. And I got over it. Everything's fine. But that's a lie. It was a lie.
Wow.
And that, I think that was more, because it's a coworker. Mm-hmm. It's not like, I'm like, I don't want to make this too deep.
Mm-hmm.
He does his job, I do my job. It's not, I don't want it to be that deep where I want to explain my feelings to him and all that stuff. But I was angry. And so I was like, hey, yeah, we're fine. Sure.
Deep down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a tough question.
Yeah.
Okay. I can, do you want to go next or?
I'm trying to think. I mean,
I can go. I have one. That's why I wanted to ask you.
Go, Michelle.
Yeah. Because I don't even know.
I was like, let's see here.
Let me go back to 1986.
No. You know why? Because it's not that I'm not one to people think that I don't lie. Yes. We all do.
Little white lies, right? Yeah.
Yes. But I try not to because...
Me too.
I don't remember what I said. If, yeah. What if I say something that is the opposite of what I said before? I don't want to people think about me like a lawyer.
Yeah.
You know, little things. I mean, not something that I always say to the kids. If you don't need to lie, don't lie. Just be honest. But in my case, it's because I don't remember what I said yesterday. And I don't want to people see, look at me as someone that's.
Yeah.
They don't believe
it. I really try also not to lie. Mm. I try to just say it how it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah. I think in this example, the person that I may or may not lie to the most is myself. So, for example, I was thinking about this week, I had a presentation where I was part of something that I do is public speaking. And so I was bringing this presentation to this organization here in LA. Which was amazing and excellent. And in the morning, I was like, and the night prior to this, I was like, I feel nervous. You should have spent 3 weeks instead of 2 weeks preparing for this presentation. I don't know if you can do this. And so I started having this type of like internal dialogue with myself when I knew I was feeling nervous. Like my heart was like, okay, you're nervous. It's okay. You're nervous. But in that, I wanted to push past that anxiety. So I told myself, I'm like, you're excited. You're not nervous. You're excited. this is going to be great. And don't worry. And everything's going to work out. And in the moment, I didn't feel like I believed that. I was like, But I would tell myself these little white lies of saying, like, everything is going to work out to try to channel and change my thinking.
But, you know, in psychology, they say that's what you have to do.
Exactly.
It's kind of lie to yourself a little bit. Mm-hmm. Or it's not even a lie. It's kind of just perspective.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because...
Like, for example, let me give you another example. When I say, like, I think the person that I lie to the most is myself. For example, I have been in situations where I'm waiting for, let's say, something to turn up. I'm waiting for a response from someone. And so this decision or this response will potentially change what I do with my future. Like, let's say here's a silly example. I apply for school and I'm like, well, if this doesn't work out, then everything is fine. Then I don't need to make another plan. I don't know if that makes any sense, but basically along the lines of like telling myself that it's fine, even though it's not fine, even though I might not know what the outcome is, even if I might not see what's next, I kind of tell myself like, it's okay, it's fine. And I'm like, is it though? Like, is this fine?
This reminds me of Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know why?
No, tell me why.
Because Arnold has this, you know, bodybuilder, ex-governor of California, overall, you know, master dude. He always says, I only go for plan A. And if plan A doesn't work, then I make another plan A.
That's me.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah. Yes. I don't think there's anything wrong with that because, as you and I always say, we work really hard on plan A because we believe plan A is going to work.
Yeah.
And what I say to you is I'm like, if it doesn't work out, then I'll start thinking about plan B, C, you know.
Another
like,
plan A.
Exactly. Then like, another plan A. Exactly.
That's what I like to think.
It's true. But when I talk to people sometimes in my circles and stuff, they'll tell me like, oh, like, but you don't know what's going to happen. So, like, why don't you prepare? And I'm like, because it's because I know that it's going to work out. Is that true? I don't know for certain if things are going to work out. But that's the truth that I choose to believe.
But also, I think it's true that you will make it work.
Mm-hmm. Somehow.
Yeah.
Somehow, exactly.
Yeah, so that's the truth.
But you know what? Just listening to you guys, this could be another topic. Because you say something that is so true, and I didn't really see it this way. Sometimes the biggest lies, it's to ourselves. And like you, Leslie, say, but it's not bad, because that's sometimes that's how we train our brain or how we trick our brain. But that is an interesting topic, like thinking about myself, when I have to lie myself when I look at the mirror. Because I say, yeah, you look good, that, but there's something behind my mind that is like, yeah, but what if you do this, what if that? So maybe, yeah, it's not about lying to others. Yeah, we do, we all do, but it's more like a lying to us. That's a very interesting topic for maybe you sometime can just talk about it.
It makes me think about like something that is not a pet peeve of mine, but something along those lines of like the lying is, I really don't like when people say to you, hey, how are you? Because I'm like, do you want the truth?
You tell people that all the time.
No, I don't. I've changed it.
Oh, I haven't been around you, but...
Yeah, I actively try to change that, to not say that, because I think it's a bit disingenuous.
Okay.
Because I don't think you actually want to know how I'm doing. Like, we're in our culture, it's, hey, how are you? ¿Cómo estás? Because that's a way that we greet each other. And then the response to that is, when someone says to you, hey, Leslie, how are you?
Good.
Yeah. It depends who they are.
Yeah, well, let's say you're at the store. You're at the store and someone says to you, or someone that you don't see regularly. Yeah.
But even if I ask you, like, I might know that something is going on, and you will say, I'm good, Tia.
Yeah.
And sometimes I know that it's not
you're
true.
You're like, are you?
But you don't want to be like,
yeah. You're like, details. How much time do we have? You know, so I
guess it means that's how I feel if I even want to talk about it.
So then what will be the best way to approach someone?
So what I'm trying to do is not ask, I'm ask something similar, but ask it in a different way. So I'll say like, hey, like, what's going on? What's new in your world? Those are the two things that I say to people. Hey, what's going on? Or what's new in your world? And then that way it's like, it's not necessarily asking how you're doing.
But that is, would you see someone that you know for a long time, or just like a... like someone that you just like, hey, how are you? Like,
so like, let's say at church or at work, I'll say like, hey, what's going on? Or hi, what's new? Like, depending on who I'm talking to. If it's someone, let's say, like, that I really know that we're never going to see each other again, I'll say, hi, how are you? But like, because I know that that's just the custom that we have. But I think that's a lie, that to what my mom is saying, when we tell people like, yeah, I'm fine. Everything's good.
You know, but I think this relates to you, because I don't ask people how they are if I don't care.
Yeah. No, it's about me. It's because, like I said to you before,
because if I see someone out in public, I'm like, hey.
Yeah.
I don't ask how you are.
Yeah.
But if I ask
unless you
how,
yeah,
know. Unless I want yeah.
It's like, and both of you know this, I think that I'm someone who, for me, like, words really are like, they matter for me. I'm very particular about like the way that the things that I say and how I say them because of that. Because I'm very
it's
like
Canadian
intuitive.
Culture, more like
a, you think
they, yeah. You know,
Canadians out there, what do you think? Is this a Canadian thing?
Yeah, because seriously, like, you're saying when you meet new people and you're like, you ask them, oh, hey, how are you? Because it's custom.
Yeah.
I'm just like, hey.
Yeah.
Period.
That's something.
Sentence.
That, I'm going to see you next time and be like,
no, because
I never ask people how they are.
I remember you said really. That so when you came to New York and you were like, hi, how are you? And people were like, looks so annoying, like you asking them.
Yeah, so I've said this before, but I've lived in different places. I'm originally from Canada. Then for a short time, we lived in Cincinnati, Ohio. Then back to Canada. I went to New York. Yeah, for 4 months. Very short stint. Anyways, went to New York and then came to California. And then a little bit of other things here and there. But when I moved from Canada to New York, where I'm from, on the East Coast, it was a smaller town. So, like, everyone kind of knew everyone. So it's kind of custom that you, like, know your neighbor, you say hi to people, you greet them. And I'm in New York, right?
Yeah, but also I want to say, Michelle says please to Alexa.
This is true. This is true.
Alexa, can you please turn down the volume?
And Leslie says, I can't believe you say please and thank you to a robot.
Yeah.
I'm like, well.
But anyway. It's nice. It sounds nice. But that's just like, I feel like your core.
Yeah.
where you're just like, hey, how are you? For me, I'm just like, for instance, at work, I was just like, hey, good to see you. Mm. I don't really ask, mm-hmm. like with people who are coming in and out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I said, for me, I just think that words really matter. Even words really matter, and the words we say are important, and even the things that we don't say are also like, I don't know. I just like, I'm really attuned. I try to be really attuned to that.
I think that you, more than me, focus on, I have like that heaviness, but that importance with words.
Mm-hmm. In a different way.
Yeah.
Because for you, the words are important, but this is in a different way than Michelle does.
I'm on another level.
Yeah.
I'm in another world. I'm in my make-believe, you know? I'm in my make-believe.
Yeah. I feel like some words are important to me, but not from everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like everyone's words are important to you.
Yeah. And that's it could be a strength and a downfall.
Yeah.
A lot of times.
Yeah. When's the last time you lied, Dia?
Yeah, let's not avoid. We went on a tangent, but we're back to you.
Well.
And it can't be yourself.
Maybe not a lie, but it just, I think it's more than a lie. It's like pretending that I'm okay when I'm not okay. Like this morning. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go into details.
Yeah. We don't have to.
But pretended that everything is fine when I'm like insane. It's like, I told you yesterday and then you don't remember now? Like, come on. But it's not a lie. We're just pretending that everything was okay when it's not okay. But lying, I don't recall. Like, I don't know what I said yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I what I say, I try not to.
Like, yeah, for the most part, I think in this table, we lie. I'm using quotations.
Sure.
Just to avoid talking about what we don't want to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Who does?
I think we all does in a way, in a different way.
And I don't think that's bad.
No.
It's not bad because we're human, right?
Yeah.
We're not perfect. Mm. We shouldn't, but we all do. So there's, I mean, if I want to think people that, ella no miente, that's not true. I try not to. And also, I don't want to tell my secrets.
Yeah, of course. No.
I'm lying to you.
Yeah.
Yay for lying.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
You know what, though? It's cool that we can talk about this, though, because that's the thing, is that we, like you said, Leslie, we all do it. It's just that no one talks about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't want to go there.
I'm trying to think of, like, the last time I lied to someone. But I can't.
You know, I have one, but this is like, again, like a silly one. And I do this all the time. I'm sorry for anyone who hears this. Is when people say to me, hey, have you seen that movie? And like, there's that one character. I'm like, yeah, of course I've seen it, because I don't want to seem like I don't know what they're talking about.
Okay.
Or like, hey, did you hear that one song on the radio? I'm like, yeah. And it says, how does it go? And then they'll fill in the blank. And I'm like, exactly, that's the one. Because like, I don't want to seem like, no, I don't know. I don't know that one.
Oh, you know. Yes, I do that at work all the time. We're like, oh, hi, do you remember me? And I'm like, yeah. Like when I have different customers coming in and they're like, oh, remember? And I'm like, yeah, oh my God, good to see you.
That is a white lie.
It's a lie.
Know? Yeah, I know.
We're not talking about anything but white lies right now.
That I do that sometimes where I'm like, oh, I don't remember. But they're like, remember that one time and your mom? And I was like, yeah.
You're just so memorable. You're just so memorable.
Gosh. Yeah, I do that sometimes because I feel bad. Sometimes I say, no, I don't remember you.
Yeah.
And they're like, and it feels heavier.
I can't.
I have done it before.
Yeah.
I can't.
Sometimes I feel like a little bit like a kind of dumb when they ask me, like, no, I don't remember. Maybe they just say it not long ago. And I'm like, but no, I don't, you know?
The other day they were fixing like a hood fan for the kitchen. And the guy that fixed it was a family friend of ours' friend. So me and this family guy, we grew up together. He's like a year older. So we grew up together. We used to play together. And his friend is the one that came to fix it. And he's like, hey, oh my God, I haven't seen you forever. Remember, I'm his friend. We grew up together. And I was like, no, I don't remember.
Yikes.
I was like, hey, good to see you.
What's next?
Should we do one last one too?
Okay, yeah, let's do one final one.
The final one. We'll end with a final burning.
We'll have our special super mega amazing guest pick the card.
Thank you.
If you would like to have our special guest come back, please let us know. If you have questions for her, please let us know.
Then you have to pay for me to travel to LA again.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, soon we going back to Canada.
For now.
I know.
For now. We're ready.
Oh. Out of the positive emotions.
Interesting.
Impatient, positive, positive. Oh my God, I don't know how to read.
That's
it. It's a hard word.
It's one that has a lot of words. Out of the positive emotions of compassion, positivity, enthusiasm, and initiative, which one is your biggest strength? And I'll read it again. Out of the positive emotions of compassion, positivity, enthusiasm, and initiative, which one is your biggest strength?
Wow.
That one's hard.
It is. But you know what? I will say I have a little bit of everything here.
Ooh. I think so too.
Because on compassion, when someone is hurting, mm-hmm. was hurt, mm-hmm. I feel that, you know. Positive, most of the time, I'm positive more than negative. Yeah, I have my moments. But I always try to say, hey, but you know what? Next time or whatever. Enthusiast, I am. Mm-hmm. Initiative, so I will say a little bit of everything. Mm. What do you think, Michelle? You know me more than...
But which one do you think is your biggest one?
Yeah, this is the strength. This is not that you don't have one or the other. It's the strength.
I will say positive.
Positive.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Because I'm like I say, I have my negative moment, but mm-hmm. most of the time, I'm more positive than negative.
Do you agree, Michelle?
For sure. 100%. That's where I get some of my positivity from. So, okay. I will go next. Compassion, positivity, enthusiasm, and initiative. I agree. I have all of these. But I think the one that I resonate with in this moment as my biggest strength, I mean, yes, I agree, positivity. But I'm going to choose a different one. I'm going to say that my biggest strength, at least in this season, is initiative. So, like, I'm like, okay, even if this doesn't work out, I'm going to try again tomorrow. Or I'm the one with the to-do lists. I'm like, got to do this, got to do that. And in my family, I think that I'm definitely the one who, like, takes that first step. Mm. So, and in my marriage, it's the same thing.
I think for me, it's positivity.
Mm-hmm. Aww.
Compassion. I feel like I'm compassionate, but not for everybody.
Okay.
Honestly. Mm-hmm. Positivity, I think I'm super positive all the time.
Yes.
Enthusiasm, I feel like I have for some things, but not mm-hmm. everything. Mm-hmm. And initiative, I have for some things, but not everything. Mm-hmm. So I think positivity is my...
just strongest one.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if I was saying to Michelle or to Jose that you are like your mom. You are very like... positive, like you don't know if that's gonna happen, but you are like declaring, which is that's awesome.
Yeah, I do, and I've always been that way. Mm. I'm serious, positive person.
Mm. You are, awesome.
Yeah, because my mom is jolly. Oh. She's funny. She loves laughing, but she's super positive.
Oh, yes,
I think
yes.
I'm more serious, but the same positivity.
You know, it's interesting that I think from all the people that I know, I think your mom is the one that's just like 100% positive that I can say.
Yeah, she is.
Being close to her is like, make me think about the way I'm positive, you know? Because she's like, strongly positive.
Awesome. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shout out to my dad.
Yeah. To my mom.
Yes. Nelly. You're next.
That's right. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for, you know, taking some time to share with us. Yes.
I did have fun.
We talk about a little bit of everything and nothing all at the same time. So before we end our episode, though, we want to end with a quick different segment. And so since we talked about some kind of fun things, I thought we could share some fun facts.
Perfect. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay. So did you know? You know the saying, hard as hell?
No. Hard as
hell?
Hard as hell.
Like something is hard as
hell. Oh, yes, yes. Like difficult.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you know that it's hard as hail? H-A-I-L and not H-E-L-L?
No.
Yeah, so when people say it's hard as hell, it should be hard as hail.
Hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I mean, hail is pretty hard.
Yeah, so that's really the origin of hard as hell, but it's hard as hail.
For anyone who's had a piece of hail, like when you're when you're walking in the rain or like when it starts hailing outside and they're bigger than like a golf ball, they could leave a bruise.
Yeah, so that's what it's supposed to be, hard as hail.
Hmm.
Hail.
That makes sense, yeah.
Okay. I'm going totally different okay. direction. So, did you know that any of that, Mom?
No.
Okay.
Every time I hear you guys, I'm always learning.
Good. We love that. Good, good.
All right. So the final one is this one, which is, did you know that apparently the original voices of Mickey and Minnie Mouse actually got married?
Oh, really?
What? Say it again.
The original voices of Mickey and Minnie Mouse, like the real people who did their voices. Mm-hmm. Hi, guys. Mm-hmm. They actually got married in real life.
That's so nice.
Supposedly.
Well, you know, well, that maybe that doesn't have nothing to do with the voice, but with the characters. I always thought that the Minnie was a woman. And I find out that there's sometimes guys.
Oh, men. Who do the voice?
No, just to wear the costume.
Oh, people in the costume. I'm like, wait a second.
I was so disappointed because I thought, I'm always thinking that inside that character, there was a woman.
Sometimes in the Mickey, there's a woman.
That's right.
But I was just like, oh, what? I was so disappointed.
That's
so
funny.
Would love it. Well, yay. If you know if any other fun facts or topics that you'd love for us to talk about, let us know. But until then.
On our Instagram.
That's right. On our Instagram. And you can find our podcast as well on the RSS feed at Make Believes Pod.
On Spotify, Apple,
podcast.
Something.
Yeah.
Where else?
All over.
Yeah.
All over.
Find us. Look for us.
And I guess until then, we'll see you next time.
Thank you guys for letting me be in.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye.